I love this radio station too. That's T-O-O. And I know you do as well. Thank you so much for tuning in. It's 10 a.m. here in New York City. Coming up next is Ecologic with Ken Gale, Sally Gellert, and Donna Stein. Please stay tuned.
You don't know what you've got till it's gone. It'd be paradise, put up a parking lot.
If they keep on polluting the earth and telling where we're gonna plant our seed, it makes me wanna cry for the children. Makes me wanna cry for Mother Earth. Makes me wanna cry for
solar power, ever see a windmill go? Feel the pull of an ocean wave, the heat from a volcano. There's so much we could do, there's so much we could know, if we listen to the earth.
Welcome. Glad you can join us for Ecologic. Clean air and water are healthy air and water. Every day is Earth Day. I'm Ken Gale.
I'm Sally Gellert.
And I'm Donna Stein. This is Ecologic for Wednesday, July 24th, 2024.
When your air or water are clean, thank an environmentalist. If not, become one. Enough said.
Ecologic has had many different time slots since it began at 11 a.m. on June 18th, 2002. We were biweekly for a long time. We were at 8 p.m. announced as weekly, but kept biweekly, then actually made weekly, moved back to 11 a.m., canceled, put on for 25 minutes on Friday afternoons, then 1 hour at 6 a.m. on Saturdays. Then last July 19th, we moved to the present time slot at 10 a.m. every Wednesday. We like it here. We hope that we're done with moving for the foreseeable future.
We cover an environmental issue in depth every week with expert guests, but also several news stories and announcements. Often a subject needs emphasis or a follow-up. That's partly what we're doing today.
A big issue in many places is artificial turf. Towns think that they will save maintenance costs by using artificial turf on ball fields and playgrounds, but there are hidden financial, environmental, and health costs in an increasingly high-temperature world. Eileen Ryan of Beyond Plastics reports, artificial turf is even hotter than asphalt in the sun. If you care about heat issues, stop artificial turf from being installed in your communities. On a 90-degree day, natural grass will be 80 degrees, and artificial turf will register at 130 degrees Fahrenheit.
Ooh, wow.
Professional ball teams switched away from artificial turf for that very reason. Plus, artificial turf caused more player injuries than grass does. Eileen adds, the plastic industry is pushing plastic grass playing fields and ball and playgrounds. Artificial turf lasts about 10 years, and they must be disposed of, usually in landfills or by incineration.
In New York City, the DEC is trying to replace asphalt and concrete with vegetation to give some relief to the combined sewer overflow and water treatment plants, while the Parks Department is replacing vegetation with plastic.
The U.S. National Cancer Institute in Rockville, Maryland reports that cancer rates are going up for younger people. A Science News magazine article by Tina Hessman-Say does not give any strong suggestions as to why this is happening. Ecologic has had many, many, many scientists, health professionals, and activists on the air talking about the detrimental health effects of environmental degradation. As we say on every single show, clean air and water are healthy air and water. Toxic waste gets into the air, water, and farmland, and then into our bodies. Poisonous pesticides and herbicides take the same route. So does radiation, from routine emissions of radiation at nuclear power plants to the use of radioactive ammunition in war. Radioactive signatures from the Afghan Shock and Awe campaign have been found in Greenland's ice core samples. Everyone's body, including yours and mine, has microplastic in it. All of this creates a variety of health issues, from lowering our immune systems to a variety of diseases to cancer. The Cancer Institute has the statistics. A number of ecologic guests over the years have explained the reasons. Don't miss an episode.
With the recent reversal of the Chevron decision and the Good Neighbor Rule, as well as excluding most waterways from Clean Water Act protection in a June 2023 decision, courts have a greater impact on legislation than they ever had before. The Supreme Court has overturned decades of precedents of the traditional checks and balances and turned from interpreting law, which is their job, to rewriting it, as when it blocked EPA's Good Neighbor Air Pollution Rule. Rewriting law was never part of the traditional checks and balances, but the court has taken for itself what have been executive and legislative branch powers. The decision that reversed the Chevron decision, which had deferred to federal agencies' interpretations of the law, is an indication of the current justice's willingness to take new positions, even as they express disdain for judicial activism. Listen to the Ecologic Show of June 10th, 2023, to learn more about the Supreme Court overriding the Clean Water Act.
Next, Marvin Gaye sings his song, Mercy, Mercy Me, the ecology song.
Skies blow, poison is the wind that blows from the north and south and east. Oh, mercy, mercy me, mercy. All things and what they used to be lost, oil wasted on the oceans and upon high seas, fish full of mercury. Underground and in the sky, animals and birds who live nearby by the night. Oh, mercy, mercy, mercy. All things and what they used to be. What about this overcrowded land? How much more do you from man? Can't you stand?
That was Mercy, Mercy Me, the ecology song by Marvin Gaye.
We have had several shows and news stories about parks during the year. Activist groups fight to keep them more people-friendly than capital corporate-friendly. MAGIC, Metro Area Governors Island Coalition, has worked tirelessly to protect Governors Island and was recently acknowledged by the Historic Districts Council with the 2024 Grassroots Preservation Award in recognition of their community-based preservation accomplishments. Congratulations to Heroes of Green Spaces.
Liberty State Park in Jersey City is currently the subject of a major revitalization project. Friends of Liberty State Park and allies overcame a billionaire and his cronies' attempt to turn the park into a crowded high-revenue stadium and concert venue. It will remain a green oasis in a busy urban environment. And this week, we got good news about the park, which has been inaccessible without a car since the Christie administration killed the New Jersey Transit Shuttle. The New Jersey Department of Environmental Protection, DEP, has just started a shuttle project until September 29th, on the weekends and selected holidays, with additional service for special events. Of course, we would like to see the shuttle access all week, but we're thrilled with this weekend program that's overdue to allow non-drivers access to much more of the park. It's way too large for most people to cover on foot, and Jersey City is one of New Jersey's most car-free cities for residents. Please take advantage of this program and send your feedback to the DEP. The link is on our website, ecoradio.org.
The recent court ruling against the Elizabeth Street Garden is a threat to all green spaces. Petitioner Sandy Ryburn said, "This decision is not only a loss for our community, but for environment to review an open space across the city and state." In a 6-1 ruling, which evidenced no specific consideration of the project, the court decided that the neighborhood would not be affected by the destruction of the only green space it enjoys. The ruling is followed by a 24-page dissenting opinion from Judge Jenny Rivera, which includes a thorough consideration of the issue and concludes that, quote, "the city failed to take the requisite hard look at the climate change impact of the project, including the reduction in open space, and did not provide a reasoned elaboration for its determination. The appellate division thus erroneously concluded that HPD, Housing Preservation and Development, complied with both state and city environmental quality review laws. I cannot agree with the majority's overly deferential approach that allows for less than rigorous environmental assessment. I dissent." Thank you, Judge Rivera.
We often discuss proposed legislation so that you can get a start on researching to contact your representatives to express your own opinion. Our expert guests explain what are often complicated issues and complex governmental practices. Ecologic Collective member Tim Keating provided lots of information on the New York Trees Act, which has passed both houses of the state legislature again and is waiting for the governor to sign it. This bill, when signed, will have a positive effect on climate worldwide, including in New York State, the 10th largest economy in the world. It will close loopholes in the procurement process and will be an Economic Development and Local Jobs Act for New York, and will support indigenous rights as well. If you want to express your opinion, you can call the governor at 518-474-8390. That's 518-474-8390.
On our very first Wednesday show, we discussed commercial solar net metering, an important victory for New York activists in 2008, and still important. We have talked a lot about solar energy. On Wednesday, August 16th, 2023, solar canopies were included along with a lot of energy issues. We also covered solar canopies with Mark Scully of Connecticut that April. Recently, we heard from Lindsay Auden that the solar canopy project that he is leading in Croton, New York, is almost finished, one of the first such projects in the state, one of many over parking lots. Seemingly a natural place for a solar canopy, which also protects cars and drivers from the weather. We'll invite him back to tell us more.
When community groups ask me to speak at an event, sometimes they have a specific environmental issue in mind, or sometimes I get an hour or more to cover many environmental topics. The question and answer period always interests me at those events. Which issues interested folks the most? The last time I did a long talk, the two topics people wanted more information on were radioactive dumping in the Hudson River and fast fashion. Fast fashion is a form of plastic pollution worldwide, on land and in the ocean, that has escaped a lot of people's notice. On the shows we did this past year, August 2nd, 2023 to be exact, was on that very subject, with two guests with solutions built right into the show. 70% of cloth is made from oil and gas, from the same substance as plastic bags. Fast fashion is as bad or worse, because now we're talking about clothes that are worn once and thrown away, where they end up in the plastic pollution stream. More single-use plastic. New Jersey and some other states have banned single-use plastic bags, but the allure of fast fashion and the cheap prices is not so easy to legislate away. Interesting, one of the techniques used by the fast fashion companies is to ship orders directly from the overseas countries where they're manufactured, thus avoiding the tariffs that come with bulk shipments into the United States. To make matters worse, the chemical that dye and otherwise treat the clothing come off in the water and are usually toxic. Thousands of different chemicals. Countries of the global south are bearing the brunt as usual, but the poison is spreading throughout the world. The very people causing the problem, boys and girls ages 8 to 18, are also creating solutions. These are lagging behind the problem, but are slowly catching up. Clothing worn once is getting recycled. Upcycled is the term used for making new clothes from old clothing. And there are clothing exchange parties of thousands of kids, mostly in Europe. A big chunk of the market is secondhand, and that keeps it out of the oceans. I've heard people wonder how kids who spend so much of their life online socialize. Well, just as older generations did, it's through consumption, showing off online what they buy, not in person, but via Instagram or TikTok. And it bears plugging the organization that's probably doing the most on this topic. Greenpeace has had a toxic threads task force for more than a decade, and it is currently investigating textile mills. They said that local governments are culprits protecting fast fashion. China owns most of the textile industry, and the U.S. is no longer the number one fashion market. It's number three. Fashion industry greenwashes well. And for some reason, most environmental organizations do not take on the fashion industry. A lot of Superfund sites are former textile plants. Although most countries, Bangladesh for example, don't have a Superfund program. They have sites just as toxic as U.S. Superfund sites, but they're not called that. And like most environmental, political, or social issues, as long as we're talking about it, the solutions will happen.
And you're listening to Ecologic, WBAI's premier environmental show, right here on WBAI New York, 99.5 FM and WBAI.org. I'm Donna Stein.
I'm Sally Gellert.
And I'm Ken Gale. The Oppenheimer movie has made more people aware of the Trinity nuclear test of July 16, 1945, and what it did to people who lived downwind. But less known is that on the same date in 1979, almost to the hour, a dam broke on the Rio Preco, causing the largest accidental nuclear spill in U.S. history, also in New Mexico, affecting the Dena people. Commemorating horrible events like this helps people remember and lessens the chance that they'll happen again.
We would hope.
Yeah.
Holtec is the number one nuclear villain these days. It is a private company that until recently had no experience in decommissioning nuclear reactors nor in running a nuclear reactor. But that didn't stop them. They are one of the main companies decommissioning reactors across the country. This is probably at least in part because of their close political connections. Former board member George Norcross is a longtime political boss in New Jersey, now under indictment for racketeering in conjunction with Holtec's lies to get tax credits to take over much of Camden's waterfront. Having bought the closed Palisades nuclear reactor on the shore of Lake Michigan in order to decommission it, Holtec sees the vast subsidies being offered to help keep uneconomical nuclear reactors alive and are now trying to reopen this aged and brittled zombie nuke. Last month, on June 24th, we spoke with Kevin Camps, a busy anti-nuclear activist working with Beyond Nuclear to close many nuclear power plants and stop the Palisades zombie nuke near his home in Kalamazoo, Michigan, from reopening. Locally, Holtec has been pushing to dump radioactive water into the Hudson River, and activists across the regions, from organizations to individuals, rose up en masse to protect the river. We went to the rally for the Hudson shortly before we moved to 10 a.m. and interviewed folks there. And after 400,000 signatures and a lot of rallies and press conferences, the governor finally decided to sign the bill to keep the river tritium free. We talked to Dr. Gordon Edwards and Dr. Arjun Makhjani about the dangers of tritium on September 27th. You can find all our past shows on ecoradio.org and the WBAI archives.
And next, Hey Looka Yonder, It's the Clearwater by blues artist Tom Winslow. It's the oldest environmental song by an African-American artist that we know of.
Hey, looka yonder. Hey, looka yonder. What is that I see coming this way? It's the clear water. It's the clear water. With a sail, muttering so gay. I said, go and get your homemade pies and cakes. Bring the whole family down to the bay. If the clear water, if the clear water, we gonna have a real shebang. Say, we gonna have some picking and singing. Some people will tell us what they think about cleaning our river and making it a healthy hurry drop. Hey, look yonder. Hey, look yonder. What is that I see coming this way? It's the clear water. It's the clear water. With her sail fluttering so gay. Say, are we gonna have some picking and singing? Some people will tell us what they think about cleaning our river and making it healthy. Hurry, bro, go get drank. Say, hey, look yonder. Hey, look yonder. What that I see coming this way? Is the clear water. Sing, fluttering so gay, rich and poor together. We gonna sail it, young and old. We gonna have a lot of fun. It's the clear water, it's the clear water. We gonna sail it until the job is done. Hey, look yonder. Hey, look yonder, what that I see coming this way? If the clear water, if the clear water, with us sing, fluttering so gay.
some sang for it, others gave to it, until 180,000 was the sum. If the clear water, if the clear water, people just look, what we have done. Yonder, what that I see coming this way. If the clear water, if the clear water, with us say,
and of course, that's about the boat, the Clearwater. I was, hey, look a yonder, it's the Clearwater, sung by Tom Winslow.
What we humans are doing to the oceans comes up a lot on Ecologic. The oceans are responsible for half of the world's oxygen, a huge percentage of the world's food and recreation. Our show, Saving Mother Ocean, on May 29th, 2024, was an introduction to most of the threats to the ocean.
We talk about poison power and why it's poisonous, whether it's fossil fuels or nuclear. But we also talk about solutions and alternatives, such as solar energy, but especially energy efficiency, the fastest and cheapest way to lower greenhouse gas emissions. Energy expert Andy Padian is a regular guest on Ecologic, teaching us how to lower our energy bills and what policies can make that happen better and faster.
And everyone eats. And food production, distribution, and disposal all have environmental implications.
Yep. On November 1st, we talked to Jeffrey Smith of the Institute for Responsible Technology and Protect Nature Now and Jenny Wolf of the Good News Foundation about this confusing world of food labels, the issues with genetically modified foods, and the importance of regenerative farming techniques. This is a season for local foods, so get out to your local farmer market. Join a CSA, Community Supported Agriculture, or find a way to appreciate all the great options available. Last fall, we had a program on the Farm Bill, an every five-year omnibus bill that includes way more than assistance for farmers. It has the food stamp or SNAP program, conservation and commodity programs, checkoff programs, and crop insurance. There has been a big push for a fair Farm Bill, with resources for small farmers as well as industrial corporate farmers. It is important to include small grants that are actually usable by family farmers. If the minimum grant is too large, well, practically only big ag companies can qualify. The bill is still being negotiated, and some are trying to remove climate mitigation programs in favor of subsidizing crops, leaving farmers on their own to navigate changes in climate and weather patterns. There's still time to get involved.
If you missed any of the shows we're talking about, WBAI has them all archived, and we have direct links on our website, ecoradio.org. And I'm happy to say that the Coney Island Aquarium finally has a major exhibit on plastic pollution in the ocean. They took a very artistic approach. They rescued some non-recyclable plastic from the local beach, and artists created sculptures of penguins, jellyfish, a shark, and a number of fish. You can view the sculptures on their website, which we link to on ecoradio.org. We will be going there. Check our website for the date, and please join us. If you go to the aquarium, tell them Ecologic sent you.
Mm-hmm. This week's Summer of Heat action is fossil fuel fighters, frontline communities around the world fighting projects such as the East African Crude Oil Pipeline and the U.S. Midwest Lines 3 and 5. The Northeast Project Maple and Formosa Plastics, again threatening the Gulf Coast of Louisiana. They especially are honoring the leadership and bravery of Black, Indigenous, and Global South climate activists by joining together to take action to shut it all down. The big march is on Saturday, July 27th, starting at 11 a.m. We link to the Week 7 events on our website, ecoradio.org.
WBAI has been called the University of the Air because of their educational programming. Here at Ecologic, We have a lot of science on our shows, from Mary Olson explaining the disproportionate health effects of radioactivity on women and girls, even as industry and government use an adult reference man for setting exposure standards, to biologist Abby Hafer talking about interesting animals, such as her favorite, the mudskipper, a fish that lives on both land and water, to Anthony Pironi, self-described turtle nerd, sharing his love of those very vulnerable reptiles. We do our best to bring alive the importance and fascination of science and ecology.
Climate change is such a complex topic, with stronger and more frequent storms, record heat waves, droughts and floods, wildfires, so many causal factors and devastating effects. We bring you activists pushing for better government policies and corporate responsibility, and lawyers and government experts to explain the efforts of government and the pushback through lawsuits and court decisions, though we have both environmental wins and losses in courts, and discuss both. We are unpaid staff, and our guests are also not paid, but sometimes they even donate books or DVDs or give us permission to duplicate the media to thank our listeners, you guys. Anthony Pironi did that with Totally Devoted to You, Ashley Dawson with Extinction, A Radical History, and Ed Renahan with Pete Seeger versus the Un-Americans, which has contemporary renaissance in this time of polarization and censorship.
We ask you to do your part and make a pledge. We're glad to offer a thank you gift for $35 or more. Go to give2wbai.org to see our current selection. But to really give your gift the most power, you can sign up to be a monthly sustainer, what we call a BAI buddy, for as little as $10 a month. That's only 33 cents a day, and the donation is automatic from your credit or debit card or electronic transfer from your bank account. Your choice, so you can set it and forget it until you want to make a change. Either a BAI buddy pledge or a donation of just $25 makes you a voting WBAI member so that you can have your voice heard in the governance of WBAI. Please celebrate with us our first anniversary on Wednesday mornings and Ken's 22nd as host of Ecologic by making your donation today on the WBAI.org homepage or at give2wbai.org or with your check or money order.
Wow, 22. We appreciate you, our listeners, especially those times when we actually meet you in real life. I know I'm always surprised and glad to hear someone say they know us. In radio, you're talking to empty space. It's not like being in front of an audience. You know what would be best? Go to our website and sign up for our mailing list and be counted that way. But then go to www.give2wbai.org and donate or become a BAI buddy in the name of Ecologic. Contrary to what people often think, radio is not free. Sure, you can turn on the radio or internet and hear us, but the only guarantee that you will continue hearing the shows you enjoy is to participate with your financial support. Please show us you want us to stay on the air. Go to give2wbai.org or send a check or money order to the station. We will give the address in just a few minutes, so get your pens ready.
Just as change doesn't happen unless activists take the steps to make it happen, media doesn't just stay on the air without your action either, in this case, your financial support.
We appreciate your belief in the power of grassroots media and this radio show. Your contribution allows us to go forward. After all, we don't take commercial corporate advertising. We are particularly grateful to our Ecologic buddies, our BAI buddies, who help ensure that the station's bills get paid every month. Please donate now so you can be proud of having done your part to keep Ecologic and WBAI on the air.
Even with volunteer producers like us, we have essential paid staff to bring you our programs. WBAI has transmission tower bill as well as the usual business expenses. It's life, in this case, the life of our station. Let's remember, WBAI is listener-supported radio, and we can't do it without you. Please support Ecologic and WBAI to go forward, giving you the type of programming you look forward to each time you turn on their station, either for one show like Ecologic or for all 168 hours of weekly programming WBAI offers And we know a few of you who have us on 24/7.
Every dollar you contribute goes directly toward sustaining independent journalism. We're covering the national conventions, and our coverage is like unlike anything you hear anywhere else. Your contribution will empower grassroots initiatives and foster a sense of belonging in our community. Together, we can make a difference. Please support WBAI. Go to give2wbai.org.
When you choose to become our Ecologic BAI buddy, you're giving us a reliable source of support that we can depend on, just as you can depend on WBAI-FM. We're here for you all the time, bringing you news, information, and entertainment. Just $10 or $15 a month, more if you can, enables people to listen wherever they are. We appreciate all of our listeners.
Next, while Savannah sings his song, Save the Earth, if you haven't already, please go to give2wbai.org to make your pledge. When we come back, we'll take your calls at 212-209-2877. That's 212-209-2877 for your calls.
Makes me wanna cry for the children. Makes me wanna.
That was Save the Earth, sung by Sylvanus. You probably noticed that that song is part of our intro medley.
One more thing from the past year, actually from last week. We have bill numbers for the two National Seabed Protection Acts. Representative Ed Case of Hawaii has introduced H.R. 4536, the International Seabed Protection Act, and H.R. 4537, the American Seabed Protection Act. Each would require the federal government to oppose seabed mining, at least until certain conditions are met. So H.R. 4536 and H.R. 4537, international and American.
And you're listening to Ecologic, WBAI's premier environmental show, right here on WBAI New York, 99.5 FM and WBAI.org. I'm Donna Stein.
I'm Ken Gale.
And I'm Sally Gellert. Now let's take your calls at 212-209-2877. We're sure you have your own reminiscences about our past year, or questions, or comments. 212-209-2877.
And Ken, why don't you tell us about the your favorite heroes that we've talked about over the years?
Yeah, we did talk. We did do entire shows about with two of my favorite heroes, Alexei Kondratiev, talking about natural cycles and how all the world's religions are tied into the natural cycles of the Earth, because in December, all the holidays are related to light. And in December is when the days go from being their darkest to light starts coming back. The days get longer each day. And religions throughout the world acknowledge that, reply to it, do ceremonies and rituals about it. And it's nature. Mm-hmm. And Alexei is quite a scholar. He knew so much. He was just so well-read. And then Corinne Willinger, who was a tireless activist for decades and decades, and passed away at 96 just recently. And she was such a great activist and such a great songwriter that we devoted a whole show to her. And we had her daughter and granddaughter on, which was really kind of cool. And that stuff just happened. And Sally, you have an update.
Yes, we learned recently that Georgia Energy and Consumer Advocates, Georgia WAND, and Georgia Conservation Voters Education Fund have filed a lawsuit against allegedly illegal term extensions on the Georgia Public Service Commission, or PSC. According to the suit, the PSC election's unlawful postponement, adding 2 years in office to the terms of numerous citing commissioners, allowed the numerous sitting commissioners, allowed the sitting commission members to rubber stamp the largest utility rate increase in Georgia history and grant utility companies the authority to charge Georgians for cost overruns and mishaps. The groups argue that without the extension, which was passed in April as House Bill 1312, new commissioners might not have passed charges on to consumers. PSC terms are set at 6 years by Georgia's constitution, and therefore a constitutional amendment is needed to extend the terms. Instead, all PSC members have had their terms extended to 8 years and 1 to 9 years through at least 2025. The U.S. Supreme Court has refused to grant to listen to plaintiff's positions for the court to review a prior decision by the 11th Circuit Court, which led to the lawsuit. Patty Durand, a recent candidate for the Georgia PSC and a consumer advocate, said, quote, "Again and again, the Georgia PSC was warned about the astronomical costs of the Vogtle nuclear reactors and the financial toll it will bear on Georgians for decades to come. Commissioners repeatedly declined to protect ratepayers from cost overruns and ignored PSC staff recommendations to cancel the project. People went to prison for actions like this in South Carolina, yet we have had no accountability for the same or worse behavior here. Instead, the state legislature decided to shield current commissioners from facing voters by delaying PSC elections indefinitely. This is clearly unconstitutional. This is un-American."
Thank you, Sally.
It really points out that nuclear power is done for the money. It's not done for the environment. It's not done to do anything for climate change because it makes climate change worse. Mm-hmm. It's done for the money. And every place where there's nuclear power, they raise the electricity rates. So don't let anybody tell you how great nuclear power is, not for your pocketbook and not for the climate and not for the environment and certainly not for your health, because there's cancer clusters near nuclear power plants. And what's happening in Georgia just points out how bad things will be. And those are supposed to be the cheap, small modular reactors. That's BS, or as they said on the previous show, bad sociology.
And we do want to remind callers that or listeners that you can call in and be part of the show. We haven't had listeners for a while because our shows have been so jam-packed.
We've had listeners. We haven't had callers.
Yeah. we didn't have time for callers because our shows are so jam-packed and couldn't take time away from our wonderful guests. But we are taking calls now, so don't be shy. 212-209-2877 is the number to call for call-ins. One thing I've always been so impressed with, Ken, with your ability to just come up with songs for the shows. We take a few songs that look like they might pertain to the subject matter, and the three of us listen to them and try to decide which one's best. And we really do have great, but it starts with you, Ken, and your compendium of knowledge about about music is wonderful. And, we really appreciate that. This week we have, three songs for you. Usually we have what, one or two?
One. Well, I started out at BAI as a disc jockey, playing music in the middle of the night. I did that for a few years. With Ed Menge. He calls himself Ed Banger. Sorry, Ed. I just gave you away. But it was music that brought me to WBAI back in 1991. And so I think in terms of music all the time. And there's so much great music out there. It is so tempting. Why don't we do a 55-minute show of music? We're not gonna. We have too much environmental information and news to give you, but every once in a while it is so tempting because there are so many great songwriters, and they don't get played on commercial radio. They put their songs on YouTube or wherever, and you have to look for them.
And if we don't find just the right song, we have a few friends who are songwriters who will actually come up with something. One of our most talented collective members, Joel Landy, is a wonderful songwriter. And he could just put together something that's usually humorous and yet poignant. So, our dear friend Ray Corona, who's no longer with us, could come up with a song on a dime. Just give him four words and he comes up with a song.
So Corinne Willinger. I was like, we need a Trans-Pacific Partnership song. There's nobody doing a song on the Trans-Pacific Partnership. It's such an important issue. And a few hours later, she sends me the first couple of verses.
Wow.
When the Eurasian Grannies used that song to testify at the city council, it was better testimony than any of the experts. And there were some incredible experts. But that song, a songwriter can say in just a few minutes what it would take anybody else 15, 20, 30, 40, 50 minutes to say. But they can do it in a couple minutes because they boil it down. They're poets.
Yeah. I remember an Indian Point hearing at the NRC, an NRC hearing up in Westchester about Indian Point, where the Raging Grannies got up together to sing their testimony, and there was consternation. And they said, no, that's okay. We'll just take our 3 minutes. It's okay. And they did. And the smiles that happened after that and the change in the atmosphere was amazing. And I was at a memorial for Lac Mégantic earlier this month, and Paula Rogovin had written lyrics to a song to honor those folks and that tragedy. So she's with the Solidarity Singers. They do a lot of good.
Yeah, we may have more stuff from the Solidarity Singers in the near future, because they had a recording session, yeah. I think, just this week.
Yeah.
So we'll see what they came up with. I saw some of the stills, the photographs that went with it, and there's an awful lot of environmental signs that seem to go with those songs.
There are a few good choral groups of the environment and the activists. We got the New York City Metro Raging Grannies and the Solidarity Singers, and there are other groups too.
One of the other shows we did was with Jeff and Andre and Angel from New York City Labor Chorus.
Yeah, right, the Labor Chorus.
Well, it's time to wrap up. Boy, does this time go fast. So thanks for joining us. As always, if you'd like a follow-up or news report on any environmental topic or our other previous shows or news items, email us using the clickable link near the top of the page, just under the promo meme, ecoradio.org. And please go to give to wbi.org to become a BI buddy in the name of Ecologic, or make a donation.
Join us next Wednesday, July 31st at 10 a.m. when we discuss Project 2025, a document that may change the way the United States is governed and has many environmentally destructive elements to it.
We love to stay in touch with you. So those of you online, please sign up for our email list or like our Facebook page. We're at WBAI Ecologic, no dashes.
Unlike most radio stations, WBAI welcomes you to get involved. Our meetings are open to the public, and you can find details on the meeting section of the WBAI.org homepage. And, of course, we always need your contributions to support everything that makes the broadcast happen. Please become our buddy today.
We're sure you'll see the value of Ecologic and WBAI and support us. Ecologic covers many issues. Take a look at our website, ecoradio.org, to see just how many. Donating to WBAI in the name of Ecologic is supporting many of your groups. They all have a voice here.
Thanks in advance for your support. You can donate online by going to give2wbai.org. If you prefer, you can send a check or money order for your membership and or donation. Mail to WBAI Radio, Attention Membership, 388 Atlantic Avenue, Brooklyn, New York, 11217. That's 388 Atlantic Avenue, Brooklyn, 11217.
We're always glad to have you with us for Ecologic, live or on the archives. The show will be on the WBAI archives in just 5 or 10 minutes. I'm Sally Gellert.
And I'm Ken Gale, and I want to thank Chris Garaffa for his bad sociology line.
And I'm Donna Stein. Our thanks to our engineer, Michael G. Haskins. We couldn't do this without you. We're here Wednesdays at 10 a.m. between the excellent programs Covert Action Bulletin and Living for the City. Join us next Wednesday, July 31st, for Project 25. Thank you for being our listeners.
See the sun, how bright it shines on the nations of the earth. All who share this thing called life celebrate each day's rebirth.
Solar power, inexpensive energy.
Give me the comfort. is Michael, a BAI buddy from Brooklyn. WBAI, oh, WBAI, you're listening to WBAI, 99.5 FM, WBAI.org on the web. Listen and learn. And become a BAI buddy today.
We're tuned to Hi-Fi, WBAI, 99.5 on your FM dial. New York.
Pencil.
Okay, this is Joe Franklin broadcasting on radio station WBAI.
It's 99.5% all natural and preservative free. WBAI FM in New York.
I love this radio station.
What are you listening to?
What you are listening to.
Yeah, but I don't know what it is.
It's WBAI. Wow, sounds weird.
Weird, but I like it.
I like it.
What is it?
It's WBAI.
I like it.
Did you honor your pledge?
To go low carb?
To send money to WBAI.
Oh, you mean write a check?
Yeah, I mean write a check.
I wrote it.
Well, now send it.
Oh, send it.
WBAI. I like it.
Yeah!
Establishment media sucks. All gaslighting, so good luck. Bullshit we can't afford. Why fomenting this? Watch and see as a jack off the medium speeds and jumps the medium and hits them head on. It's the Jimmy Dore Show.
Guess what? They're adding another night of Jimmy Dore on WBAI. That's the point here. You turn in Wednesdays and Thursdays at midnight for the Jimmy Dore Show. That's right. They've added an additional show each week for you on WBAI in New York because the world's messed up.
Not freak out.
That's the Jimmy Dore Show with me, Jimmy, Wednesdays and Thursdays at midnight on Free Speech, Peace, and Justice Radio, WBAI New York.
Freak out. Do not freak out.
Well, Mark, time to watch the frogs eating the flies.
Yep, then off to the neighbors to watch the paint dry.
Mr. Wilson, Mr. Wilson, the trains are coming. The trains are coming.
Land sakes, it's the Arts Express pulling into the station with goodies for all of us.
Well, it's about time. Looky, there's presents for everyone.
Look, Pa, it's a preview of the latest indie feature.
And Ma, it's an interview with a major Broadway theater actor.
And I got some shiny new film reviews from film festivals all over the world.
And here's cutting-edge poetry from the country's most progressive poet.
Oh, sweet Lord, it's a miracle.
No, it's not. It's Arts Express with host Prairie Miller.
That's Arts Express with host Prairie Miller at our new day and time, Wednesdays at 9 p.m. on WBAI New York.
Hey, this is Shaka Khan, and you're listening to WBAI New York, 99.5 FM. Whoa, whoa, whoa.